You're a learned man, Marcus. You would be all over the changes to the English language and what the new words are that everyone's using.
Yeah, it always seems every year they bring out new words that I guess are part of popular language that people are using every day, so why not make it official?
It does feel like we have more new words come out now than
before. Some of them, to me, cheapen language in terms of if you're going to make it official. And I feel some will age very quickly and won't be used in a few years' time. But I suppose that's all part of it, and a bit of fun as well.
You are a purist.
Not really.
And what we're about to look at is this week, the Aussie Word of the Year has been revealed. There are a few contenders.
Mm-hmm.
One winner, which we'll get to in a sec. Also, just a list of a lot of new words added to the dictionary throughout the year. And so you can give your take on whether you think they actually deserve a spot in the dictionary.
Sure, yeah.
And also I'd be interested to know some of these, whether they're actually words you could see yourself using, if you get on board with some of these.
Okay.
But yeah, the language has been super powered by social media, surely. Everyone's talking a lot more. And talking across continents, whatever language development happens anywhere, all of a sudden, is uploaded to every country because we all, we can talk to anyone. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe,
yeah, I think so. It's a bit of fun. You said I'm a purist. I like these words and I like people experimenting.
Yes.
But initially I thought, the Oxford Dictionary would bring out two or three new words and you'd sort of really hang off everyone. But now every word's, that's official. It's part of language.
You want it to be like Hall of Fame where there's this, strict process, only the best get through.
That's right.
Not just this willy-nilly stuff.
A video montage of what they've done for society and things like that.
Maybe when you had to print a dictionary, there was a limit on how many words you want in there. But now that everyone goes to dictionary.com, or maybe not, but the paper requirements are no longer an issue. Let's get down to it. Aussie word of the year is quasi.
Quasi, so not like quasi-independent or quasi-judicial.
That's a good point, as in Q-U-A-S-I.
Yes.
As in like half or semi.
Yes.
No, this is spelt K-W-A-U-S-S-I-E. What you get when you cross a Kiwi who can't decide whether they're a Kiwi or an Aussie.
Should be Kiwazi, but not as catchy, is it? Quasi.
Kiwazi wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
Because the K-W-Aussie doesn't quite make sense.
Still, I like it.
Shot to prominence this year when Barnaby Joyce discovered he was a citizen of both Australia and New Zealand. So he was this year's most famous quasi.
And of course, there's been all that debate about actor Russell Crowe as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very much New Zealand, but we claim him.
And I'm just thinking maybe Darren Hinch is a quasi as well.
Okay.
He might have been born in New Zealand.
Why do we do that? Why do we claim people that not our own?
I don't think we just claim, with New Zealand, I don't think we just claim them. I think they sign up.
Okay.
These people move to Australia.
Mm.
It's like they want to be Aussies. Maybe that's where this quasi thing comes from. Like Russell Crowe, it'd be interesting to ask him. I think he would identify as Australian.
An Aussie. Okay. Anyway, what do you reckon the guidelines is though? Do you think a person, pretty much we will claim anyone that was spent, who was born here.
Who just had a stopover on their way somewhere. Right?
That or they've lived here a long time. Is there one or the other or just pretty much any link we love?
Yeah,
we love a link to make a story more relevant or a person more relevant. Yeah.
Well, we're a pretty small population. Grab whoever we can.
Hmm.
All right, a few other words. These are the ones that didn't win but were contenders. Waxit. Did you ever hear that one?
No.
So after Brexit, we knew Brexit when Britain left the thingy,
yes,
European Union, WA were threatening they were going to leave Australia. So that became WAXIT, Waxit. Jumper punch, you'd know this one.
The jumper punch used in Aussie rules, a term where you grab a person's jumper and sort of go back and forward to cause a bit of damage, because these days in footy you can't really throw a punch, so footy players worked out, we'll grab the guy by the jumper, shake it about and use a clenched fist.
Mm. Jumper punch. I was going to say it's quite similar to a punch.
Mm.
It's really punching.
It's punching, but by holding a jumper, it looks like you're just, a bit of fun and games.
Yeah, you can't get that wind up, I guess, either is a thing. It's more like a Bruce Lee 1-inch kind of punch thing.
Jumper jab.
That would be good. Maybe you should submit that. Interesting to know how these words actually do. You just got to float your suggestion and then you just got to leave it to the universe, see if everyone picks it up. Here's some that have been picked up and added to the dictionary this year. Yas. So spelt Y-A-S and then alternatively can be spelt with Y-A and then about 11 S's on the end.
Yes. Is that like just yes?
I think it's an exaggeration of yes.
Okay.
You know, you're really happy about something.
Mm. Not one I use.
This one, you said before how quickly these words might date. I feel like this one has dated already. Squad goal.
Right.
A model to aspire to, especially with friends. So, you know, you got a group of friends and, you know, our hashtag squad goal is to whatever.
Ah, okay.
Most would associate it with Taylor Swift, I reckon.
Right. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, well, you probably don't follow Taylor Swift too closely.
Here's one I use.
We're not going to use that
Here's
one. But
the next one on the list.
Yeah, yeah, what's that?
Next one's biatch, affectionate or disparaging form of address.
Biatch.
So to say you're a bitch is a bit sort of nasty. And
we'll bleep that out.
But biatch is sort of more...
I would say biatch.
Biatch, yeah, sorry.
Biatch, yeah.
So yeah, I'm using it wrong.
Imagine...
No wonder everyone's looking at me funny.
imagine that being in the dictionary though. That's great. Fitspiration, motivation to improve health and fitness. Feels very much like an Instagram-y one to me.
Yeah.
You see a picture of someone's abs. People like posting photos of abs all the time. You got great abs. Post it, and then
that's
someone
why I
else
don't follow you. Too many ab shots.
Yeah,
web guy.
I send a lot of ab shots, and people look at my ab shots and go, "That gives me some real fitspiration." have you got any others?
Cat lady is a term I use a lot as well.
Ooh, you like it?
Yeah, it seems unfair the use of it. I mean, I guess it conjures up. There was a character on The Simpsons, Crazy Cat Lady. Would just talk nonsensical and throw cats at people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's sort of the image I get of a cat lady.
Yeah.
And I think in society it's seen as people that spend all their focus and energy is on their cats and they don't really have a good concept of reality. But I overuse it in terms of anyone who likes a cat and loves their cats.
Right.
You're a crazy cat lady.
So can a man be a cat lady?
No, it doesn't seem... You don't seem to get the tag if you're a man who loves cats. It's almost seen as sweet.
Okay. Because I just think of it as a shortcut for crazy.
Crazy, okay.
Men can be cat ladies.
Okay.
Well, this is relates to men. And this, again, in the dictionary, they've added this to the dictionary, sausage fest.
What's your take on that?
It's a festival of sausages. I guess that would be the literal meaning, but yeah, obviously it's
when
referring to a male-dominated group, I guess.
Yeah, you head into a bar and you go, it's a sausage fest because you want to see lovely ladies. Just sausages.
Yep. Wonder what the opposite is. We'll move on. I don't think I'd heard of Haterade.
No.
So, a bit of a play on Gatorade, but when... And this would be social media driven as well. Something cops a lot of hate, a lot of negative response. An example of how to use Haterade would be, you know, the picture of her abs copped a lot of Haterade online.
I don't like that one. So, it's just rhyming. It doesn't have anything to do with the drink, Gatorade.
Nah. Well, I think it's like just, you know, just I'm going to drink up... I can drink up your hate, you know.
Ah, right.
Just, I'm just going
to
down
up your Haterade.
Yeah, I'm just going to down that Haterade. You mean nothing to me.
Okay, that's a bit better.
You're all over the political situation in the world. What does alt-right mean?
Well, this is a right-wing, primarily online political movement or grouping based in the US whose members reject mainstream conservative politics.
Mm-hmm.
I've never used that, never will use that.
No, never use
that. Bit above me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people suggest that it's just code for racist.
Okay.
Don't know if that's true. Froyo is now in the dictionary.
Frozen yogurt.
Yes.
Apparently.
Binge watch in the dictionary. You know, consume a lot of TV all in one go.
And that's a new thing because now you can stream programs.
Yes.
Back in many years ago, you'd have to dedicate your time and watch TV each week to watch an episode.
That's
now
right.
People just watch it all in once.
Just feast on it or binge on it. You know, we used to binge eat. Some of us did. Some of us still do, probably. Binge watch. And I think you can binge read. Like, you can binge anything now.
Yeah.
It's free for all. Just binge whatever you want. Face palms in the dictionary. Dolls.
Yep. A face palm.
Yep. Yeah. Embarrassment. Blah, blah. Ghost. To abruptly cut off all contact with someone.
Mm.
No longer accept or respond to phone calls. Blah, blah. Hmm. Cool.
I've ghosted on a few nights out.
We just disappear.
You get to a stage where you go, I'm not having this night anymore. But do you inform others? No, it's very rude. It's very weird. But I have done it.
Yeah, see, I would call that bailing.
Bailing,
is it different?
Nah. Well, bailing, you might alert people that you're...
Oh,
this one,
okay,
you're just
yeah.
like, 1 minute you're there.
Yes.
They're having a conversation. The next minute you turn around, they're gone.
No communication.
Mm.
Yeah. Why would you not mention? I understand. Sometimes it just doesn't work, does it? But...
No, it's a weird behaviour. But at least I'm not the only ghost. It's common enough that it's a word in the dictionary.
Yes, that's right. All right, any final one?
No, I don't know what that last one is.
This is an acronym that's become so popular. It's in the dictionary. NSFW. Never seen that?
Nah, tell me about that one.
Not suitable for work.
Oh, okay.
So I guess someone might potentially send you an email, but just tip you off NSFW.
Yeah, might have a
don't
link.
Don't open it.
Link to
work.
A funny video that probably shouldn't be shown at work or something.
Yeah. Or even a lot of legitimate online media outlets will use it because there might be photos of who knows what, something that, you know, it's not strictly work-related. It might be a bit edgy. You know, you might the kind of thing you may not want to see. You may not want your boss to catch you looking at.
Yeah.
So, NSFW.
So, Web Guy, I like all these. I like that people are playing with the language and creating words. Whether we need a slang dictionary and I don't know.
You want a breakaway dictionary?
I'm not sure. Like, would you be allowed to use these in Scrabble? There's my benchmark.
Yeah, go for it. Free for all. Thing happens now, newsman, where people like to undergo extensive plastic surgery to make themselves look like famous people.
Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. Plastic surgery is huge, especially in the US. People just changing their appearance drastically. It makes for good reality TV, but it's pretty scary in reality.
It's not even taboo anymore. It's
no.
not even like, oh, has he had work done? Has she had work done? It's just like, yeah, nah, we just... Let's
it's whether
this.
It's good work.
Yeah, that's right. The conversation has changed. And it is the US a lot. Other places as well, though. Stories always floating around about this guy who's turned himself into a Ken doll.
Don't yes, know if you've I've
ever
seen that one.
And he looks just... He looks like days away from death. Like, he doesn't look healthy.
No, it's... There's nothing human about it. It's just too shiny, too full.
And the woman who's had, you know, so many hundreds of surgeries to make herself look like Barbie.
Yep.
It's just terrible. Recently, there's been one going around about the teenager who had surgery to make herself look like Angelina Jolie.
That's good to aspire to, a very beautiful woman. But...
Yes, attractive lady. But this girl, when the photos of her started zooming around the internet, the reaction was basically a collective gasp. Like a hang on, say what? The result is not good. You might have seen these. She ended up being dubbed Zombie Angelina Jolie.
You did show me these pictures. I've only had a brief look. Do you mind if I have another look? Yeah, it's pretty intense. It's a slight resemblance to the US Hollywood star. But, you know, like a zombie, concaved eye sockets, very gaunt, disturbingly big lips and a pointy nose that just doesn't look right.
No, looks demonic.
It does. Oh, yeah, the eyes as well.
Yeah, it's all wrong. She's claimed she had 50 surgeries to look like this. She is Iranian. She lives in Tehran. She also claimed to be on a diet to keep herself at a weight of 40 kilograms. She's under 5 feet tall, so she's not tall, but, you know, 40 kilos, like, dangerously underweight.
Yeah.
She looks dangerous, you know, she looks ill in all these photos. So, big story that was. I saw almost everyone reporting on this because, you know, the photos are so outlandish. It's a great social media story. Now we find out fraud was not true, all wrong. She faked it. Here's your fake news, everyone. Turns out she was using a combination of makeup and computer wizardry. So it's a relief in one way.
Mm.
Thank goodness that she doesn't actually look like what we thought she did.
Do you feel, given that you scour the internet for interesting stories, do you find yourself feeling cheated when something like this is put forward as a legitimate entertainment story and in the end it's just someone trying to gain attention?
To be honest, my default setting is to think everything is not true.
Okay.
You almost have to be like that, I think. Be skeptical of everything until it really checks out. I mean, I only just caught this at a glance. I never even looked at the story in detail.
Okay.
And the Ken dolls and the Barbie ones, I've never really got into it. But before you went too far with it, you would want to check it out. And that's a thing with the internet. I tracked this back. So a story popping up, in the New York Post or something now about zombie Angelina Jolie is a fraud. Going on saying, you know, the Sun reported this, so now we're one step removed already. And then you go to the Sun, and the Sun's story was always saying, oh, well, we can't confirm whether she actually has had these surgeries, but according to sudinfo.what, it's a Belgian website, so now we're three steps removed. So, you keep trace that thread back, and pretty quickly realize, oh, this is a bit murky, like some of these outlandish ones.
Are there any quotes from the young lady why she did it, just for the fame, I'm guessing?
There are quotes. I'm glad you asked. She has 308,000 Instagram followers, although my check just recently went on to try and find her Instagram profile. Deleted.
Oh.
It's gone.
Too much negative feedback, I'm thinking.
Yeah, could be. Could be that. So presumably before it was deleted, she had 300,000 followers. So she said that apparently her, you know, she's from Iran. Apparently she said her fans always knew that that was not her real face.
Right.
They knew, you know, she's described this as almost art. She says, now some of this has been a bit lost in translation, I think, but she said, she's told Sputnik, a Russian news outlet. So, you know, this is crazy. Now I can see that I have something in common with Angelina Jolie, but I amuse myself, and to look like someone is not my goal. Over time, I post a photo. I make my face more fun and funny. It is a form of self-expression, a kind of art. My fans know that this is not my real face.
A really naive question coming from newsman to web guy. Is Instagram, is there financial rewards from being popular like in other forms of social media, like if you've got,
people get paid. Yeah, if you've got a big following, you'll get paid to, pimp stuff or spruik stuff.
I don't understand that mentality of wanting to shock and surprise. But perhaps it was just not a prank, but a promotion that just got out of control for her. Like she just wanted to get that out there. Or do you think she deliberately made it a bit mischievously?
Well, you know, like mysterious. They say, some people just want to watch the world burn.
Web guy, Christmas is coming. It's not that far away. I love it. I love getting together with the family, having a bit of a lunch, a lazy afternoon, and celebrating that way.
It's good. I mean, you have to be some kind of real Grinch, wouldn't you, to not love Christmas Day. And why not get into the whole thing? Like, I don't care how early people want to start getting into the spirit.
Yeah.
Like, the earlier the better. I've had a bit of a switch around.
Oh, have you?
Over the years, as I've gotten older.
More mellow?
Yeah, and more just like, who cares, like, whether it's some commercialized opportunity for retail outlets? Just get on board. I mean, you don't have to go crazy with the presents, but let's, you know, enjoy. It's just a bit of a time of the year just to, you know, have a bit of fun and feel good about everything.
Yeah. I love the food of Christmas. We don't have anything spectacular at our Christmas things, but, you know, cold cuts, Christmas ham. I love the ham that you get at Christmas. Just tastes better.
Mm.
That weird lolly mix you get.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a bowl. It's in a bowl.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, there's plenty of good stuff. I'll leave that. But by the end of the afternoon, it's all gone.
And the bonbons?
Yes, bonbons. You sort of come and go with the bonbons because sometimes if you go cheap, yeah, you get some really crappy presents. Or you get the better ones, but it doesn't really matter.
You really only want them for the jokes anyway, don't you? That's what we all love.
Yeah, and putting on the hat for a while.
Always the hat.
Yeah.
Funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit crazy. But yeah, I like it, but probably not as fancy as others.
I had this idea, you know how like every year it's an outrage about what they're advertising Christmas, or you know, the shops have their Christmas decorations up already, and then it's what they're advertising Easter eggs already.
Yeah.
It's like how early that the shops get on board with these things becomes like an outrageous news story. I had the idea, why doesn't someone right now start selling Easter eggs right now? That would be a news story almost, wouldn't it? People would be so furious.
It'd be a bit like that promotional food story we did earlier in the year. It was, Hungry Jack's? No.
I don't recall.
Anyway. Yeah, develop so much hype about something because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Deliberately make it ridiculous.
Yeah.
And get the publicity that way.
Or start selling, 2018 branded Christmas decorations.
A Szechuan sauce, it's just come to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically promote something that's just ridiculous. And you will get that. I like that. I like that web guy. I think a store should do that.
Well, and if anyone wants to run with the idea, take it. Back to Christmas. Do you know who loves Christmas, especially Christmas Day and all, you know, all the food and traditions that go into it?
Who's that?
The royal family.
Ah.
Story. We spotted this week about how the royal family, well, actually what the royal family eat on Christmas Day, because we were all wanting to know what that was.
It must be big because they would eat beautiful food all the time. So for me, Christmas is a chance to have some nice treats here and there, but they would have treats all the time.
Well, yeah, I wonder if this is just how they eat every day.
Yeah.
Because they have people, you know, they have people who...
Because they like, they'd sit down and go, oh, another lovely banquet. And then they put a little bit of holly on top. Oh, it's Christmas. Or is it something special?
Well, I think it's more special. Let's find out. They have a special house. They have a Christmas house they go to.
Okay.
Sandringham House.
Yes.
The Queen arrives about 19th or 20th of December.
Oh.
So she just likes to ease into it. She gets on board about the week before.
Well, you're talking about hype. She's got, a week of just, it's coming.
Yeah, just every night, you know, she's getting a bit more excited. Then the rest of the family arrive Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So, you know, the Queen is already embedded and relaxed out. They arrive on Christmas Eve. There's lavish presents laid out for everyone, each member of the family. They're of German descent, so they have a lot of German traditions woven into the celebrations. This source says they have an afternoon tea on Christmas Eve. Then they open gifts on Christmas Eve, a la German tradition.
Yes.
Christmas morning, they get up and eat a hearty breakfast, and then they go off to church. So nothing too out of the ordinary.
No, that's sounding pretty normal. I like that.
After church, that's when they have a big lunch, says the source. It includes a salad with shrimp or lobster. Mm. Sounds kind of Aussie.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Roasted turkey, all your traditional side dishes like parsnips, carrots, Brussels sprouts, Christmas pudding, brandy butter for dessert. And it's the same every year.
Oh.
They don't branch out. So... I guess that's quite familiar as well. You know, you get your Christmas Day menu sorted and then you just probably stick with it.
Ooh, so it's same every year. It sounds lovely, but every year?
Oh, and in case you thought that was the end of it, newsman, this also happens every year. At dinner, they have a lavish buffet, 16 to 20 different spreads. Chefs on hand to carve the meat. Queen apparently is a fiend for chocolate, so she has a indulges in a dark chocolate treat. And then here's a Christmas tradition. This is the only time ever in the whole year that the chef goes into the dining room, which he does after the Christmas dinner, has a glass of whiskey with the royal family.
One day, good for him.
They would love it. Oh, here's what's his name, chef? What's your name again?
Yes.
Haven't seen you for 364 days.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably honored. Probably loves it.
Huge moment. Imagine the pressure, though, cooking for the royal family.
Mm, you wouldn't want to get it wrong.
Or you accidentally contaminate it.
But the fact that it's pretty similar every year, it's probably true. Knows it down pat. But
do you think they still have those tasters, the royal tasters? You know, here, you eat this first in case it's poison.
Yeah, they have to be.
You reckon they still do that? They would.
There'd be a screening process. I was just thinking while you were talking about that, what do you reckon Meghan Markle's going to bring to Christmas? Do you think she'll bring a DVD with the Griswolds' Christmas special and say, this is my tradition?
Well, I think she will bring a DVD, probably of her own TV show.
Yeah, true.
Just in case you didn't catch this, Queen, here's my show. Here's what I'm famous for.
Good luck to her. Sounds lovely, but very formal.
Yeah, she was mentioned in this story. I think usually someone so new into the family.
Yes.
I'm not sure they would actually be there for this whole Christmas Day.
No, wait till they're hitched.
Yeah, I think she's been fast-tracked.
Oh.
Into the family traditions, so she will be there, and I think that's it's going to be a different Christmas Day for them this year.
She's holding a bonbon with the Queen. Does she let the Queen win?
Imagine if she just really yanked it, dislocated the Queen's shoulder.
Leave it at that.
I guess that's the end.